Well, something's different. Our brother Phil is with the young people tonight, and I'm going to help my uncle pursue this service here as we look to the Lord. But the Lord's the same, isn't he? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here with us no matter who's here or there. God is able, and he wants to work in you and in me and on this camp and on these grounds. I told the boys, 7 billion people in the world, billion with a B, and 63 campers. What a privilege. What an honor to be selected by the King of the Universe to be in that group. 63 out of 7 billion. And then one threw up at my feet. And I said, Lord, out of 7 billion, you chose him. And he came, thankfully. We'll talk about the boys a little bit. Thankfully, that seems to have passed. The stomach thing seems to have passed, and they're doing well. We just have a few bee stings. And God is working, and God is moving, and we want to look to him tonight, and we want to receive from him, and we want to make our petitions known to him and bring them to him so that he can act. He wants to work through our prayers, doesn't he? He wants to work. He wants us to be ambassadors for him in this world, and for us to pray down his victory and pray down his will. Let's start by turning to number 3 in our camp book here. I don't get to call out these songs very often in the places I go, so I'm going to try to call out a few of these here that I enjoy. Number 3 in our camp book.
Storms will ever bring. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Your presence means salvation. It means that you are here to work, minister that salvation. And you have not disappointed us in that we have seen thy hand at work. And we continue to believe you that you will continue your work in these young people as they are now together. Seeking your face. Touch them, Lord, by your Spirit. Yes. Quicken new desire within them for you and for your will. And even the young ones here who are on guests, God is at work in these children. Praise the Lord. We have reason to rejoice, and that greatly. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. I try to get out here when those children are returning from the beach. And, you know, their theme is to be a soldier. And so I said, where's the captain? Where's the captain? He said, you are the captain. Well, he saw me, I guess, Sunday standing before them. And he considered that I was the captain. Praise the Lord. Oh, to be a soldier for Jesus. I'll be a soldier for Jesus, no matter what others may do. I've in his army enlisted and sworn him allegiance true. Here by his grace let me battle until the victory I see. I'll be a soldier for Jesus. He can depend upon me. We're in a battle, folks. There are forces of darkness that are trying to destroy us, these children. And we need to stand up and fight. I like that little word there where it says, I'll fight until I see the victory. We need to pray through. Pray through. There's victory for us. That has been assured. Jesus overcame all the powers of darkness. And he has victory for us. Victory for us. And so we need to, here by his grace, let me battle until the victory I see. We need to pray. Pray. There is in the 18th of Luke, it begins there, and the Lord spake a parable unto them that they might pray and not faint. Have you ever been tempted to faint? The answer doesn't seem to be forthcoming. And then we have to continue in prayer. Until we obtain that thing that we are seeking from him. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, as an enlisted soldier in his army, here is your instruction, my instruction. He wants me to pray. You heard of praying Hyde. He only prayed. That's all he did. He prayed. And they thought he was useless in the work. But, you know, God, after a time, he caused that man to be very fruitful. Very fruitful. He's going to do something with us as we seek him and as we pray. give ourselves to him in that way. And we have that opportunity tonight. I'd like to pray for Edith, my niece. You know, she was stricken with cancer. She was preparing to come here to serve, to be our cook. She has, in times past, that was her work when she came here. And I don't know whether it was the day before she felt a pain in her leg, and they discovered that she had cancer. Incurable. It's not with God, though. Not with God. And here's an opportunity, I think, for us to really lay hold of the Lord. I thought it would be good tonight if we would just take a request that is offered and pray for that request, rather than asking for all of the requests that might be in this meeting at once. But take them singularly, one at a time. God is interested in these needs, and we should be interested in needs as they're presented to us. Praise the Lord. There is help in him to meet every need, every need. I don't know, was the first missionary from England to go to India? Now, I've forgotten his name. But he said this, expect great things from God. You think we have a right to expect great things from God? Hasn't he wrought a great salvation? Oh, Lord, dear Lord. And he wants to minister that salvation. He purchased it for us by the shedding of his blood. So there is victory for us. And I want to pray for, and if you will join with me, for Edith, my Lord. You know, we have your word, Lord. You have given us your word. And that word stands and will stand throughout all eternity. Lord, you have said, himself took our infirmities. Jesus, that embraces every one of us. You say our infirmities, and so we can put our arms around a brother and sister and know that you have undertaken for them. Lord Jesus, let your name be glorified in delivering Edith. Jesus, we take our stand afresh with thee and with those who are interested in her need. Lord, glorify your name. Jesus, Jesus, he went about doing good and healing all. How often that all occurs, we find it in your word, all. That would embrace us too. Oh, dear Lord, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. I understand that she has undergone some treatment, and it didn't affect her. I don't think it affected her or caused her any problem. And so we're thankful for that. But God wants deliverance. Deliverance. You think he's able for that? You know, it tells us about the children of Israel, that there was not one feeble person among them. God had given his word. And that word helped them to retain their health. I don't have to be so feeble, do I? I don't look at age. I don't think we should look at age at all. What do you think? If he chooses that we live and continue to live, well, that's his work, purpose with us. Praise the Lord. So, if you have any requests, Philip here will take them, and we will pray together that these needs be met. Praise the Lord. I think we have reason to rejoice in that. I got a report. I today there were Chinese people here, and this couple from mainland China could not speak English. Did he speak some English?
Hallelujah.
I didn't. Anyway, they received the Lord. They opened their hearts to the Lord, invited him in. And now I hear that they've asked for water baptism, a sealing of their intention, their purpose to live for Jesus. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing? That God should bring people from mainland China. It shows that he has an interest in everybody. Everybody. There's not one person whom he wouldn't intend to save. Well, he'd like them to turn to him. But Lord, show us your glory. I want to believe. Put faith into us. Lord, take from us unbelief. I think the goal of faith always is Jesus himself. Faith gives me Jesus. Jesus in his fullness. So, will you, you want to come, Philip?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray tonight to bring these things to the Lord. Move him up here. Okay, and the boys, with the boys, we told them about how Aaron and Hur, right, held up Moses' hands. And they won that victory. They supported one another in prayer, and they won that victory. And they, God instructed them to build an altar there and to set up a memorial so that they could remember what God had done and to write it down. Write it down in that book so that they could recall. And it's good to recall what God has done in the past. How faithful he has been and his faithfulness to us. And tonight here at camp, we want to remember these needs. Sister Edith is on our heart. Let's have one or two pray out for Sister Edith. She's been faithful, a faithful blessing to many of us. And let's pray. Her name has been brought forth. Let's pray for her tonight. Jesus, we pray for you, dear Lord, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as we come to you tonight, I remember those words, Lord, when you were hanging on the cross for our sins, for our healing. Lord, you said, it is finished. Yes. Lord, it is finished. Oh, dear Lord, and tonight, that healing that you suffered and went through all of that torture for, Lord, is finished. And Lord, with that, we come to you tonight and we lift our sister Edith up. Lord, knowing that all that you did is done.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we call upon you, Lord, that you will reach out your hand of mercy and healing. Come to our sister Edith, Lord.
Yes.
Lay your hand upon
her.
Lord, and remove this cancer, we ask in the name of Jesus, the one who said it is finished.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're trusting you for this. And Lord, we want to be so rejoicing in our spirits, Lord, to give you thanks. Because, Lord, you have told us that if we ask anything in your name, in your will, you will do it. So, Lord, we want to give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
That is our precious sister Edith, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Strengthen the village councilors, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our brother George. Renew his strength, we pray. Help him to rest well this night. Oh, God. Give him a revival, oh, God, in his physical man and in his inner man, oh, Lord. Bless him, oh, God. Enable him, Lord, we pray.
Yes.
You see the many demands, and,
yes,
and we pray, Lord, help him. Help him,
yes,
God. Renew his strength, oh God, and help him to, oh God, be refreshed. Come mightily to the boys and all the counselors. We pray that you will touch them, your presence will be manifested to them, and draw their hearts and fill them, oh God, with your everlasting life, oh God, in a new and a greater way, oh God. Thank you for this. Knowing you, being life everlasting, and we pray that in a greater way you would work, O God. You'd come, O God, each of these remaining days of this 70th period, O God, 70th year, the last period, Lord, that you would work in each and every one of the campers, O God. That they would be saved, that they would be filled with yourself, O Lord, and enabled, O God, to put on the whole armor of God and able to stand, and having done all to stand, O God.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence on the grounds from the beginning of the season. You have been with us, manifesting yourself in glory that we could behold you,
yes,
in plain view. We want to see your glory. We want to have an increasing sight of you. Oh, Jesus, we believe you that you'll finish the season in great glory. From the next session to the final celebration, oh, Jesus, manifest your glory. fill each person that comes. We thank you for what you've done in people this week that left already, but they left changed. They left transformed. And we believe for greater things as we have just a few more weeks of the season.
Yes,
Lord, let your presence be more manifest. Glorify yourself among us. We believe you, that you are the same as you were yesterday. And you want to increase the glory. You want to increase your presence among us. So that's what we ask for tonight. Enlarge our hearts. Enlarge our capacity to receive more of you. For Jesus' sake.
Already been prayed once, but let's pray for these counselors. Some of these guys in the village have been here 2 weeks already, so they're going into their fourth week, and the kids have found out just how to get around things and do this, do that, you know, and these some of these younger fellows, these counselors, they need God's help and his strength and his his life. Let's lay hold. Let's have several prayers for this counseling staff down in the village and the cottage also, but let's pray that they'll be strengthened for this end run here, the last week, so that the enemy's not allowed to get in there and cause chaos and cause some of these guys just to go and turn into screamers and yellers. But let the Holy Spirit reign and rule, and let them teach them. We talked this morning in morning devotion how they should learn to look to the Lord as they walk among the boys and as they go from one place to another. Lord, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Which one do you want me to talk to? Now, Lord, let me be led and guided by your hand. Don't let me just run around or respond or react, but we told him, learn to receive from the Lord. Learn to be led by him. And he'll give results that you'll see and you'll learn. What is the voice of the Lord? What does he want me to do? His voice. Whispering suggestions into their hearts as they see the result. And as they see God moved. And God gave me a thought to go to talk to this young boy. And it turned out just what he needed it. And let's pray for these young counselors down in the village that God will make this last week a week of glory and victory in their lives and in the lives of the boys.
The song came to me, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are washed away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. And all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. I like that. Jesus comes to stay. He wants to stay with us. Stay with us. Jesus, we want you to stay with us. We want you to stay with the children. I think it's 110, if I'm not correct. 110 in our book. Let's sing that yet before we disband. But, oh, Jesus, you are present, and you have come to stay. 110. Shall we stand? One sat alone along the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadow. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes,
this night. You are God who does answer our prayers. We thank you in advance for that, Lord Jesus, and we want to look to you and believe you for an answer to all the prayers this evening. Now go with us, we pray, this evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Have a good
sleep. Good rest.